I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Welcome back to Conversations for Couples.
The podcast.
The podcast. And we're guestless today. No guests, just you and me, which I like doing. We did a lot of that when we first started the show. And over the last 12 months or so, we've been
mostly guests.
Yeah. So this will be fun, just the two of us. And the topic is an interesting one. It came up recently. I think we saw it in a clip on,
Instagram or
TikTok or wherever, but it was the message was you have to be the thermostat, not the thermometer.
Yeah.
And so we've been talking a little bit about that, and we want to talk about that both in terms of what it is, what it means, how you do it, and what struggles we may have had being one or the other of late.
So
what does it mean, right? If you want to be the thermostat, not the thermometer, we all know the thermostat sets the temperature.
Yep.
The thermometer tells the temperature. So what does it mean?
I think it means being intentional about where you want to be, how you live your life, how you do your relationships, and less about reacting to every little thing that comes in the environment.
So in control. So yeah. The thermostat controls.
Yeah. Staying in control versus being reactive.
Okay. And reducing, I guess, exterior or outside influences. So if you're turning your air conditioner on, the idea is you're controlling the temperature inside and you're sort of excluding the 93 degree weather outside. Is that kind of what you mean?
Yeah. And when you think about it, especially since we just mentioned we saw it on social media, I think a lot of times social media can influence the way you react, the way you live. And I think that the message that we're talking about today is try to live a life that you're in control of how you act and how you are, and not care about what other people think or do, and be true to yourselves.
Okay. So don't let things happen to you to the extent that you can control that. We all know that we can't control all of that, but some of it we certainly can. In fact, probably most of our day-to-day lives, we can control how we react to certain things if we chose to. I mean, you can't control if you get in a car accident or a tree falls down, that sort of thing, but you can control how you react to, to things that occur during the course of the day.
So just, I mean, a couple personal examples I'm thinking about, like this week, you've had some little tweaky things. You've had some injuries in your body, and then you spilled your water on your computer. And I was actually initially, you were a little reactive. You were more like a thermometer.
Okay, we'll give you a little break here.
Okay.
All right, the computer's 14 months old. These things cost a fortune. And I dumped, first of all, just so everybody's clear, I had one of those big cups that has the lid on it.
They didn't have the lid.
Oh, I took the lid off because I like drinking without the lid.
No more. No, but anyway, let me finish my thought.
Go
because
ahead.
You started off acting like more of a thermometer, but then I was actually surprised, and this is the first time I'm giving you feedback about it, but like you kind of handle it well. So you switched back over to be a thermostat. You like dealt with it. You got on with Apple, then you took it, you waited to see if it would come on. And I think initially you were definitely a thermometer, but I think you worked through it to become a thermostat. And I think you did a good job with that. I was actually,
Surprised
and impressed.
Well, at some point there's just nothing you can do. I mean, so once the water's first, what little water didn't get in my computer got all over my golden retriever's head, and he went running out because it scared the hell out of him. But once, once you get past the part that it's just, it's what's done is done, you know, and then on top of it, after talking to the folks, they basically prepared me for the fact that the thing was DOA. You know, I sort of accepted it, took care of it. And, and thankfully, you know, I had a little money in the bank that I could afford to replace it. Cause that's what I had to do.
Exactly.
That's what I had to do.
So, I mean, there's things like that, but let's dive into what the thermometer and thermostat, you know, mean in relationships. Cause that's what we're really, you know, trying to dig into.
Hold on before we do that. Let's talk about you a little bit.
I've had some bumps. I've been, I was definitely.
You've been a thermometer for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Because that moving, first of all, if you've listened to any of our other episodes, I don't like change, and we moved about 6 weeks ago, and, change is hard for me. And I admit it, I'm, you know, I like everything kind of the same. So I've been struggling with a lot of change and a lot of like chaos and unpredictable events that have happened in the house. We bought a new house that's an old house, and it's needed, some things that we didn't
expect.
We didn't expect it. And so, yes, I was, and you would remind me, you would say like, okay, you're, you need to be the thermostat and not the thermometer. And that would help bring me back.
Not really.
Well, it did, and I'm working through it.
It did. I know. I'm kidding. It did. Absolutely, it did.
So I think that, yes, one of the great benefits, we always have talked about this, is the beauty of when you're in a relationship, you have somebody to help with accountability. So I think, you know, in you reminding me in a nice way, not in a mean way, like, hey, you need to be the thermostat here, was helpful. And I think that's kind of the beauty of a relationship, is having another person to kind of like help you remember what you're supposed to be doing, help you remember the healthy ways of coping, the healthy ways of running your life, whether it be like you were going to go to Chick-fil-A yesterday. And I kind of said like, well, do you really want to do that?
I did want to do it. Yes.
I know. But then you decided, you called me back and you were like, yeah, I'm just going to have a turkey sandwich. You'll be proud of me. But I mean, it's, you know, those are kinds of the things that are really helpful in relationships.
Yeah. I want to talk about, you know, how you can work harder to be that thermostat. You both can be that thermostat in a relationship, but let's talk about the flip side for a second. And what happens, and you're the mental health professional here, what happens when both parties in a relationship are not the thermostat, but they're the thermometers?
Well, first of all, there can be some exciting drama-like times for people that are more reactive. I mean, you can have a lot of fun if you're reacting to the good parts, right? So, you know, we always talk about the balance of, you know, fun and, you know, romance and spark in relationships, as opposed to like the stability and the, you know, the habits that you kind of have. So a little bit of reactivity, a little bit of fun, a little bit of, you know, excitement can be a good thing, right?
Sure.
Like if you're both always just the thermostat and you're always just doing everything A, B, C, and then something happens and you still do A, B, and C, not exciting.
Yeah, but that, doesn't that infer that if you're the one who is controlling your emotions and controlling how outside things affect you, that therefore you're boring? That's not really what you're saying, is it?
No, but you asked me what happens if you have two people that are like, you know, more thermometers.
Well, they fight a lot, don't they?
Right. And there can be a lot of like, you know, edginess to the relationship. And that's not always a bad thing.
No, I get that that's not always a bad thing, but if you have people who are constantly reactive, because that's where you started this discussion, where people who are, you know, if you're the thermometer, you're reacting to the temperature outside. Today it's 93. I mean, our daughter lived in Boulder, Colorado, and in the morning you could wake up and it would be 27 degrees, and in the afternoon it could be 75.
Right.
So if you take that and layer that onto a relationship, you know, everybody is up and down all the time.
And there's a negative piece to that, which is like, you know, you never quite know what you're going to get, and the stability piece and security piece can be, you know, feel threatened if you react. You know, we've talked about this in our book, Conversations for
Got to get the title right.
Yeah, no,
the five core conversations.
Sorry. Five Core Conversations for Couples.
Still not sure you ever read the thing, but that's a different question.
Yeah, I listened to it on Audible.
Okay.
So in that book, we talked about the lubrication in relationships, right, sort of as, you know, a car metaphor, that your brakes need lubrication, your car needs lubrication to run. And I think that relationships that are missing some of the lubrication tend to be more reactive, more like thermometers versus thermostats, mm-hmm, if that makes sense. And I don't know, mm-hmm, if you're understanding what I'm saying.
I do understand.
Yeah. So I think if you're connecting, you know, in an intimate way in the bedroom and outside the bedroom, you feel secure, you're feeling like the relationship is going well, you're going to be less reactive if someone's late or they don't answer your phone or they forget to wish you a happy birthday, right?
Or say something that you might, that you could take two ways. One might upset you and one might not.
There's less forgiveness. And mm-hmm, I think that if you're in a relationship where there's a lot of, you know, thermometer kind of behavior, reactive behavior to different things, I think you want to look at, hey, are you guys connecting well? Are you communicating well? And I think you kind of go back to, you know, the three C's, the basics of, you know, are we doing that consistently?
Right. So we talk about, I mean, I guess when you talk about trying to maintain that thermometer, mm-hmm, for both of you, there, you talked about the intimacy piece, but there's also the respect portion of things, mm-hmm, right? Yep. You know, where you have to sort of keep working to try to maintain that, mm-hmm, respect, because the disrespect will come out in a reaction.
Absolutely. Right.
I've gotten to be so good at this.
And
therapy,
you know, the thermostat is where we want to be, but the thermometer is the reactivity piece. And then if you don't have great coping skills, mm-hmm, or your relationship is not healthy, I think that's where you tend to be more the thermometer.
Mm-hmm. And where you don't communicate clearly or make your intentions, mm-hmm, you know, understandable.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you feel disrespected. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was interesting. So we interviewed someone in the show, will come out later at some point during the summer or early fall. And she said something that I thought was interesting, which was basically you need to be clear, mm-hmm, in what you're saying.
Yes.
That clarity is important. And
well, clarity is more of a gift. And and I loved that point, because sometimes we think we don't want to say something directly and specifically, like, I don't like your hair, or this is too spicy. If we say something general, we sometimes think we're padding it, which we think is kind, but it's really not kind. Sometimes being very specific and true is actually a better.
Yeah. I mean, the example she was talking about was, you know, what do you want to do tonight? And the response is whatever. I don't care. Whatever. Yep. When really, you know, maybe you'd rather stay home and watch a movie, mm-hmm, or maybe you'd rather get dressed up and go out, or maybe you'd rather go see your kids. But instead you just say, yeah, whatever. And then the other partner just says, okay, let's do this. And then you kind of feel like you've been put upon.
Right. You're kind of mad about, like, that's not really what you wanted to do.
And then your temperature goes
up, right, and you can be more like a thermometer.
Right.
Right. So I do like that. Being clear and being honest is sometimes harder, but it's a gift.
Yeah. I think it is. I think that because when we think we're being polite, mm-hmm, and that is what someone thinks in that circumstance, yes, well, you know, whatever you want is going to be fine, mm-hmm, with me. When in fact, you know, maybe it's not really fine with me. And we know folks that are like that.
Yes.
Whatever he says, whatever she says is fine.
Yeah.
But it's not really fine.
Right.
They want their partner to think that it's fine.
Yeah.
But then when the backs are turned, you know, then the head starts to explode. Sort
of thing. Or it just builds up, and then somebody kind of like loses their, you know.
Yeah. So I think clarity is important, mm-hmm, in sort of maintaining this I want to be a thermostat idea. I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just talk about, you know, what if our goal in life is to be a thermostat, what are some things that you can do and what are some things that your partner can do? Like, how can you help yourself be more like a thermostat and help your partner? Because I think that's important. Of course, you know, a disclaimer as a therapist is if there's mental health issues, chemical imbalances, mm-hmm, trauma, all those kinds of things, you know, difficult situations, all those things, you know, can kind of, you know, make it more difficult to be a thermostat, right? Like if you, you know, don't have a place to live or you you know, witnessed something horrific. Like your whole makeup and your whole body can be affected by that.
Of course.
So of course, you know, if developing like some healthy coping mechanisms would be something that I would say as a therapist is important for yourself and also to help your partner with, like to help co-regulate, which is a big word that's sort of newish in some ways that we do. So dysregulation is an emotional, physical dysregulation is to sort of lose it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're dysregulated, what you need to do is work on becoming regulated, right? Like the thermostat.
Right.
And this is for kids and your partners as well. And so what you can do is work on ways to learn to cope and regulate yourself. But you can also have influence over other people, right? Like your kids and your partner. If you see somebody dysregulated, you may, you know, feel like, okay, my kid's having a tantrum, I'm going to just ignore it. That mm-hmm. was the old way of mm-hmm. ignoring it. What we know now is what that kid really needs or what your partner really needs is maybe for you to come over, get on their level and just say, I see you're having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps with what we call co-regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think can help people be more of a thermostat and less of a thermometer.
I think that's interesting. And I think that makes a lot of sense. Another thing that sticks out to me is when you say assume good intentions.
Yes.
And I think that certainly in a relationship, when you assume mm-hmm. that whatever the person says, whatever the person did, and you've given the example of me stepping in
dog poop.
Well, I was going to say something different.
I think you can say dog shit. This is our show.
This is our show. We can say what we want. But you know, assume that there was some good reason. Mm-hmm. There was not a negative.
You didn't do it on purpose.
Right. There wasn't a bad reason. You said something to me that struck me bad. What I need to try to do, and it's not so easy to do, certainly mm-hmm. in the moment, is try to say, well, hold on a second. Did she mean it that way? Or did she mean it another way? Might have come across a certain way. And what I've tried to work on, you know, with you, because I do feel like sometimes you say things that you don't recognize how they sound.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And my reaction to that generally is negative.
That's true.
So I'm working on trying to adjust that. But I think the whole idea of trying to do a better job of managing your life. And that's mm-hmm. really what this is.
Yes.
Managing your relationship, mm-hmm. managing your life mm-hmm. is an important lesson and one that we all probably could use more work at.
Right. And the last sort of point, I know we're going to be wrapping this up. The last sort of point, which I think can be helpful, is obviously good coping mechanisms, but also really the concept of gratitude around
yeah.
the situation. Okay. So you know, you used gratitude. Yes. You ruined your computer. Yes. It was a new computer, but you were lucky enough to be able to have the money to replace it. You were able to, you know, make phone calls and get information. Yeah. And I think that that's the part of remaining a thermostat that is so good, is that you can kind of see like, yeah, this thing happened. It's not what I wanted, but what is, you know, what's the silver lining or what's the piece I can take, you know, take from this situation?
But also, you know, for me in that particular circumstance, it also allowed me to spend 15 minutes with my grandson because I was going past where he was going to baseball practice.
Oh, that's true.
And I wouldn't have been going out that way. And I probably would have said to my daughter, I got to work.
Yeah.
In that case, no, he jumped in the car. We chit chatted about, I don't even know what, it doesn't matter. He laughed. I laughed. And
yeah.
And so there was a silver lining to that.
Yep.
But it took me a moment to flip that switch.
Yeah.
So I think folks, the moral to the story is do what you can to be the thermostat, not the
thermometer. And if you're the thermometer, work on some coping skills. And if your partner's the thermometer, in a kind way, help them work on some coping skills.
Makes sense to me. Thanks for joining us, folks. As always, we are the Bullets, T-H-E-B-U-L-I-T-T-S. You can find us on all major social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn,
Pinterest,
and YouTube. I always forget YouTube. The videos of these podcasts are posted on YouTube. If anybody
please subscribe to our podcast, and we would love to hear from you. Are you a thermometer or are you a thermostat?
Exactly. This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.